Spencer Chase of the Wolseley Westington FFA chapter in South Dakota State University, talking with the new national officer team and speaking right now with Jason Wetzler, originally from the state of Oregon, the new national Western Region vice president. Jason, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's insane to be where I am right now, sitting in this chair, just talking as a national officer.
So you're standing there with the rest of the national officer candidates. You hear Western Region vice president, and then they say Oregon. I imagine you probably didn't hear your name because of the sounds around you, but really, what was that experience like?
That experience for me was just a flood of faces in my mind. Say it takes a village to raise someone. Well, definitely took a village to raise me. I got five or six people just in the stands. I call mom or mama, and just women in my life that have empowered me and blessed me. And so I just thought of them, and that experience was just a culmination of all their blessings and lessons they've taught me over the years. So.
And how long do you think it's going to take to set in before you realize that you really are a new national officer and then this isn't just a dream?
I'm hoping to live till I'm 80, and I'm 21 now, so I'm thinking like 59 years. So that's just about that long.
Sounds good. Well, what are some goals that you have for your newly elected officer team?
I can't say we're going to have goals that are, you know, measurable by numbers, but I can say that the first thing we did when we got elected, we prayed as a team and asked God to help us continually and always have a heart for service for the people and make sure our hearts are in the right place. So our goal, I think, would just stay grounded and just remember that as servants of the FFA organization, we need to be lifting these members up and serving from underneath them. So I guess that's just that'll be our focus this year.
And let's talk a bit about you personally here. What was it that really made you want to run for National FFA office?
It's funny. I came to the National Convention as a fourth grader because my parents are ag teachers, and I had that chance. I was 10 years old running around, you know, picking up spare change people dropped, and I remember seeing Dane White, the national president, 11 years ago, and he was here in Louisville. And he gave his retirement address, and after that retirement address, I didn't even know what a national officer was, no idea. But I knew that one day I wanted to be standing up on that stage, and what an unbelievable journey. Really just the motivation to make people's lives better, and that's as simple as I can put it. So.
And it sounds like with parents being agricultural educators, certainly very familiar with Ag Ed and FFA. What can you tell us about the journey that you had through the organization and some of the activities you took part in?
The journey I had was humbling. I went through the FFA, and I had a lot of times where people had to challenge me to grow and challenge me to step up to that next level as a leader. And I know that without this blue jacket, I would still be about the same in terms of my life's progress as a sophomore, a kid in high school. And I just know that it humbled me and continually challenged me. And some of the things I did was public speaking. Extemporaneous public speaking was one of my favorites, and so it makes these interviews a little easier. Ag communications, which is, you know, just what this industry is about, communications, and was also one of my favorites as well. So just those two things, I think, were two standouts for me.
And I imagine to get to the level of being elected as a national FFA officer, got to be a lot of people in your corner, got to be a lot of hard work on your part, but also some people that have helped you out along the way. Is there anyone you'd like to thank at this time?
I'm going to thank my moms, Lee Letch, my mom, Shauna McReynolds, my mom, Cindy Edisted, and then my real mom, Kathy Mayfield. But those four women have literally been there since I was born, you know, lifting me up and making sure that I was lifting me up and keeping me grounded at the same time, and make sure I was learning the lessons I need to learn and applying them in ways to benefit other people.
Jason, enjoy the new jacket.
Thank you very much.
For FFA Today, I'm Spencer Chase.